the weak and be patient with all men. The strong help the weak. The spiritual help the fleshy. That's our responsibility. Now, how do we help? We restore. We restore. That basically means to pick them up, lift them up. That is the responsibility that we as believers have. Now you say, how does that work? What is that process? How do we do that? And that's a very, very valid question. The verb to restore, katartizo, means to mend or repair. And that's a very important concept. Something is broken. Something isn't right. Something isn't working properly. Something isn't functioning. And it is their spiritual walk. So we are to come along and strengthen that. Listen to Hebrews 12:12. Strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble. Boy, that's good. You see, sin is a result of weakness at the point of temptation. You lost in the conflict. Lift the weak, help the weak, restore the weak. We remember James 5, don't we? Where James says, any weak among you, it's a better translation than the word sick. Any weak among you, verse 14, call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Why? Because they are the spiritually strong. And the prayer offered in faith will restore, there's that same word, restore the one who is weak. The Lord will raise him up. And then it talks about confessing sin one to another, praying for one another. And it tells us that's the process of restoration. If you're going to restore someone, how do you do it? You do it by causing them to face sin as sin, to confess that sin and ask forgiveness from God, and then to pray for their spiritual strength. That's the process. Help them see sin as sin, confess to God, and then pray for cleansing and pray for strength to walk the spiritual walk. That process is more highly defined if you'll look with me at Matthew 18 by the words of our Lord Himself. A familiar text we have studied, but I bring it back to your attention because of its import for this particular subject. In Matthew 18, our Lord is speaking about life in the church. He uses the word church in verse 17, so we know what He's talking about. He uses it twice there. But back in verse 15, we find this very important statement. And if your brother sins, go and reprove him in private. Now, that is exactly what Galatians 6 said. If your brother sins, what kind of sin? Any kind of sin.